The continuing in the discussion of brachos in general, there is a startling comment that the Baal HaMor has in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, where the Baal HaMor writes that initially, there was no bracha instituted on Tkiyas Shofar, because Tkiyas Shofar was always supposed to be done during Musaf anyway, and it's only when we started doing this thing of blowing 30 kolos before Musaf, because people who were sick couldn't stand there the entire Musaf and make it through the whole time, or people for whatever reason had to leave early, so we were doing an independent Tkiyah outside of Musaf, only then were they misakin a bracha on Shofar. And the Ramban disagrees, and he says, of course there's a normal Birchas HaMitzvah on Shofar. Why wouldn't there be a normal Birchas HaMitzvah on Shofar? There's a normal, just because it's done in the middle of davening, you know what else is done in the middle of davening? The Nesias Kapayim is done in the middle of davening. Birchas Kohanim is done in the middle of davening. And guess what? There's a bracha. You could say a bracha in the middle of davening. Why does that make any difference? The fact that you have brachas of Malchus HaKron HaShofar has nothing to do with the Birchas HaMitzvah. So the question is, how do you explain that Baal HaMor, that there was no bracha just because it was in the middle of Musaf? So in general, one of the major questions that all the Rishonim always deal with is, why do certain mitzvos not get brachos, and certain mitzvos, yes, get brachos? There's a famous Shuvas HaRashba in Simin Yud Ches and Chelek Aleph, but specifically on a number of mitzvos. Let me give specific examples. Kiddush. There's a mitzvah say Daraisa to say Kiddush. Why don't we say bracha Asher Kishonim Tzolsim Tzvan al-Kaddish HaShabbos, and then say Kiddush? Havdalah, Rambam holds also, mitzvah d'oraisa. Why not? L'kadish b'yitziyasa, Asher Gisham Sosu Tzvan, L'kadish Shabbos b'yitziyasa, b'knisasa b'yitziyasa, or Lizkaros HaShabbos, or whatever, and then say Havdalah, tefillah, a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. Why not? Asher Gisham Sosu Tzvan, ala tefillah, or lihispalel, birchas hamazon, mitzvah d'oraisa, b'yachalta v'savata uverachta, you have to bench. How come before benching we don't say Asher Kedushan Tivanu Al Birchas HaMazon? So in all of these instances for example, even a mitzvah d'rabbanan like Birchas HaNedin, you say bracha before you eat food. Why? Because the rabbanan were misakein. There's a mitzvah to say bracha before you eat food. A mitzvah d'rabbanan to say bracha before you eat food. So we have brachos of mitzvahs d'rabbanan. We have a bracha on Ner Chanukah. We have a bracha on Mikra Megillah. Why can't we have a bracha on the mitzvah d'rabbanan to say brachos? So you see what all these have in common? What they all have in common, which Shapta points out, is that they're all brachos. You never have a bracha on a bracha. Meaning, when the mitzvah itself is a bracha, they never institute a birchas hamitzvah on something that itself is a bracha. So he just takes it one step further and says, maybe you can also suggest that whenever a mitzvah, even if the mitzvah itself is not a bracha, but whenever a mitzvah is fulfilled within the context of brachos, within a framework of brachos, you also wouldn't say a bracha on that. Meaning, if the way that mitzvah is supposed to be done is within a certain framework that's built around the mitzvah, of brachos that are built around that mitzvah, all those brachos become part of the mitzvah, and therefore you don't say a bracha on that mitzvah because the mitzvah includes brachos already. He says maybe that explains why there's no birchas mitzvah on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. All the Achronim raise that question. Why not a bracha, Asher Kishon Tzolsim Tzivanu, on the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the night of the Seder? Because how does one fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? We have four kosos. Kiddush includes Zechul Yetzias Mitzrayim. Haggadah has Asher Galanu, which speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Birchas HaMazon also mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hallel is to praise Hashem also for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why Bechol Dom Dor Chayiv Adam Liru Satsmo Kilu Yatsu Mitzrayim. Lefichach Anach Mechayiv Lahodos Ula Hallel. It's all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's all done, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is done within the framework of four brachos and four kosos that you recite throughout the night. So yes, it's true. To fulfill the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you don't need, on a Doraisa level, you don't need to have brachos and to have kosos. But the way the Chachamim were misakein to do this mitzvah is within the framework of a whole bunch of brachos. So since it's within the framework of a whole bunch of brachos, those brachos become part of the mitzvah on a Drabbanan level, and therefore you don't say a bracha on it. That's why there's no bracha on Sibrit Tzitzis Mitzrayim. Rav Shachter always, every year, he says over that idea, and he always quotes it from the Masivis. If you look in the Masivis Agad, the Maisa Nisim, he says it a little bit differently, but pretty much the same idea. That you don't say a bracha not just on something that itself is a bracha, but on a mitzvah that's fulfilled with brachos, that's fulfilled within the context of brachos. Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Tav Ayin Beis, that you're supposed to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim to say Kiddush on the Seder night. So Magen Avraham explains, why do you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to say Kiddush on the Seder night? Because the Kos of Kiddush is the first of the Dalet Kosos, and all of the mitzvahs halayla on the Seder night are supposed to be done at nighttime. They have to be done dafka at night. And that would mean, though, if that's the explanation, that it's not really that you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to say Kiddush, you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to drink the Kiddush wine. Right, because the Dalet Kosos, the mitzvah of saying Kiddush, that you should be able to do earlier. Ooh, but in light of what we're saying now, that no, the Kiddush is part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the way you fulfill Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is with these brachos that you say on these Kosos, it's not just that the Kos should be drunk after Tzeis HaKochavim, even the Kiddush should only be recited after Tzeis HaKochavim. So if a person has a Chazanah Shel Kiddush that can last for 20 minutes, you can't start it even until after Tzeis HaKochavim. Against that Magen Avraham, that's what it sounds like from the Taz, that even the Amiras HaKiddush has to be after Tzeis HaKochavim. And that explains the Baal Amar. Since Chazal were Mesakein, that how do we fulfill the mitzvah of Shofar? Brachos, Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, it's within the context, Chazal or Mesakin, of all these other brachos, that we do the mitzvah of Shofar. So you don't make a separate Birchas HaMitzvah and Shofar. It's only once they started to blow Shofar separately, outside of that context, just 30 kolos before you do anything else. So then they instituted a bracha, because then Shofar itself didn't have a bracha. And he says, maybe this explains an enigmatic Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Tesa Med Aleph. Talmidim ask Rav Lazar ben Shemua, Ba Meher Arach Yamim. Such a strange question, but you have Gemaras like this, where they ask Gedolei Tanaim V'Amorayim, how did you live so long? Ba Meher Arach, as if they know the answer, and they all have answers. They all have something that they attributed to. How did you live so long? So among his responses were, Lo Nasasi Kapai B'lo Bracha. Oh, you know what zuchus I have? Whenever I would do Birchas Kohanim, I would always say a bracha. What's the kunz? Like, what's the every Kohen does that? No? Why is that an unusual thing? So Rashi explains that it's a reference to Birchas Mitzvah on Birchas Kohanim, and all the Achronim, the Keranor, the Meiri, the Merom Yisrael, they all ask, what's the big deal? So Rav Shachter explains that since Birchas Kohanim is said in the context of Chazaras HaShatz, so one might have thought there shouldn't be a Birchas HaMitzvah, because anything that's done within the context of other brachos, there is no Birchas HaMitzvah. So that's what Kamash Mulan, an extra Hidur that he had, that he would recite a bracha. Now, the other application to this is the one that's critical, Halacha L'maisa. The other application of Shechta comes up with is, Rabbi Yonah, in the very beginning of Sechas Brachos, quotes from Rav Amram Gon, that if somebody said Kriya Shema with the brachos at Mariv, but they davened Mariv early, before the Zman, you should repeat Kriya Shema after the Zman, says Rav Amram Gon, and when you do that, you should recite a bracha, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu likro Kriya Shema. So Rabbi Yonah disagrees, says, I never saw such a bracha, but what's the svara of Rav Amram Gon? That if you're saying in a shul and you're davening Mariv at a nice late Mariv minyan, you don't say any such bracha Asher Kisharim Tzotzim V'Tzivanu. Oh, but if you're saying it at home after Mariv later, then there's a bracha Asher Kisharim Tzotzim V'Tzivanu. Ooh, now we understand very well. If Kriya Shema is a mitzvah that Chazal were misakein, a person is supposed to do specifically within the context of the Birchus Kriya Shema, with some brachos before, brachos after. That's how we do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The Mela turns out that those birchos Kriya Shema become part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Meaning when you do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're not doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you're doing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in birchosel. It's all part of one kiyum of Kriya Shema. And therefore, when you're saying it with the brachos, in the right zman, there's no asher kishon mitzvah of tzivanim. Why not? Because you don't say Birchas HaMitzvah, and something that's already a mitzvah d'oraisa fulfilled within the context of brachas. But when you're not, when you daven Marav early, so all the Birchas Kriya Shema happened earlier, and later on all you're going to be doing at home is saying only the Kriya Shema without the brachos, well now you're going to need a Birchas HaMitzvah. That's the explanation for Rav Amram Gold. Now the raya that Kriya Shema in Birchas Seha is a separate kiyum and not just a confluence of mitzvahs, Kriya Shema, together with the proximity to the brachos, is the Shitas HaRambam with regards to Safek. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila, Perek Gimel Lachavav, let's say you have an androgynous. Do you give him a bris mila? Rambam says yes, you give a bris mila to an androgynous. Do you recite a bracha on his mila? You don't know, male, female, do you recite a bracha on his mila? Rambam says no. You don't recite a bracha on his mila because he's not a zachar vaday. So apparently, when it comes to the mitzvah, what do we say? Savik daraisa l'chumra, right? So you give him the mila. When it comes to the bracha, what do you say? Savik brachos l'hakel. So you don't say the brachos. Great, that's what the Rambam holds. The Ravid disagrees. He thinks you should say the bracha, but that's what the Rambam holds. Now let me ask you. You're not sure if you said Kriya Shema. You're not sure if you said Kriya Shema. What would you expect the Rambam to pass? When it comes to the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema, you expect him to say it, Savik d'oraisa l'chumra. What about the mitzvah, the brachos? What about the brachos? If he's going to be consistent, what should he say? Savik brachos l'hakel. Don't say the brachos. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema says, Savik karo Kriya Shema, Savik lo karo Kriya Shema, say Shema with the brachos. How do you reconcile that? Oh, so the Magen Mishnah quotes a Tshuva Sarashba, who might be explained as saying the following, that when it comes to Mila with the androgynous, there are two separate sveikos. There's the mitzvah of Mila, and then there are the brach, there's the birchas mitzvah. They're two separate issues. When it comes to Kriya Shema, it's not that there's Kriya Shema and then there's also the brachos. It's a singular kiyum of Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. The way Chazal were Mesachin, a person is supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, is Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. It's a single unit. So there's no dividing. I'll be machmir here, mekel there. It's one single kiyum of Kriya Shema im Birchoseha. Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Kuf Pei Dalet Siv Dalet holds, if you ate, but you're not sure whether you're benched, you have to bench because Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa. So even though normally seven Brachas HaKel, you bench because Birchas HaMazon is Daraisa. Magen Avraham quotes Achronim, who say that the fourth Bracha of benching, which is definitely Drabanan, you should say also. Because we don't want people to be Mezalzel in benching. Sounds like really Mikra Adin, you wouldn't have to say it. The Ramban disagrees, says, no, don't say the fourth Bracha, it's only Drabanan. Now, according to this idea, though, maybe you should say the fourth bracha, but not just because of a concern that people are going to be mezalzel. You know why you'd say the fourth bracha? It's not that Chazal looked at the three brachos d'oraisa and said, okay, that's one mitzvah, and we're going to be misaki in a separate thing of a fourth bracha. What did Chazal do? They changed Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon is now four brachas. Chazal were misaki in that that bracha that they added becomes part of the kiyum mitzvah. So if you have a suffix about the mitzvah, you do the whole mitzvah the way Chazal wants you to do it. And therefore, that includes all the brachos. Now, the Rashba's raya to the idea that Kriya Shema im Birchoseha is the mitzvah is from a Mishnah that says that if you miss Zman Kriya Shema, the Mishnah Brach says, what happens if you miss Zman Kriya Shema? Do you say it later? Mishnah Brach says, yeah, lo hifsid kori betorah. You don't really, you might as well say it. It's just like Korei Batorah. And the Gemara explains what it means by Lo Hifsid is you don't lose the brachos. You can still say the brachos later on. So really that Mishnah is difficult to understand. Of course you're still allowed to read the Pesukim and it's like Korei Batorah. You can read any Pesukim later on in the day. Right now, it's well past Man Kriya Shema. You want to read Pesukim? Take out a Chumash, read Pesukim? Of course, Lo Hifsid. You're allowed to read Pesukim. What's the Chiddush of Lo Hifsid? The mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies to all Pesukim. And Sir Shechel explains that maybe it means that these Pesukim are still a Cheftza Shel Kriya Shema. They still count as Kriya Shema. Do you get the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema? No, after the Zman, you lost the mitzvah. But they still count as Kriyat Shema. For what? If I don't get the mitzvah, then what does it matter that they count as Kriyat Shema? Well, nafkaminas, can you say the brachas? Because it cannot be said without the Shema. You can't say Birchas Kriyat Shema without the Shema. But saying these psukim of Shema, even after the Zman, will allow you to say the Birchas Kriyat Shema. Because you're still saying Shema. You're just not getting the key mitzvah of Shema. So, Birchus Kriya Shema is a single unit together with Kriya Shema. And therefore, as long as you have a Cheftza Shel Kriya Shema, you're allowed to say the brachas. And with that, Rosh Hashanah points out, we can explain the famous Machlokas Rashi tells us at the very beginning of Masechta's brachas. Rashi and Tosfos both deal with the following problem. People tend to daven Marav too early. And if you're davening Marav early, you're not being yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So what do you do about that? So Rashi says, no problem. That's why we have Kriya Shema Lamita. That's your real mitzvah, Kriya Shema Lamita. Tosa says, I got a bunch of problems. I actually asked four questions, but let's only mention two of them. He says, first of all, Kriya Shema Lamita, you only say one paragraph of Shema, not all three. Second of all, Kriya Shema Lamita, you don't say Birchus Kriya Shema. How could you be Yotzei without the Birchus Kriya Shema? So how do you answer for Rashi? So Tos gives a whole different approach, but how do you answer for Rashi? So it must be that Rashi assumes that both the Birchus Kriya Shema and even the other two parshios after the first parsha, the second and third parsha of Kriya Shema, which are Drabanan, were not instituted as part of Kriya Shema. They were instituted as part of Tefillah. Meaning they were definitely instituted. It's definitely required me Drabanan to say the second and third parsha of Kriya Shema, say the brachas. That's part of Tefillah. And therefore, as long as you say it within the Zman of Tefillah, it's fine. It doesn't need to be said within the Zman of Kriya Shema. Within the Zman of Kriya Shema, you only need to say the first parasha Shema. No brachos, no second, third parasha. Tosfos, though, holds that's not going to work. Why? Because of this yisod. Kriya Shema, with the second and third parashas, with the brachos, is all one singular unit of Kriya Shema im birchoseh. And therefore, Tosfos would say that since women are pater from the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, they're pater from the Birchus Kriya Shema as well. Rashi would hold that they're chelik of tefillah, so whoever's chayv in tefillah is chayv in Birchus Kriya Shema. Now, based on this, it turns out that if, let's say, you live in a city where the only minyan is a minyan that doesn't make Zman Kriya Shema. So what do they typically do? You daven in a shul, doesn't make Zman Kriya Shema. Typical shul, 9 o'clock minyan on Shabbos morning, 75% of the year does not make Zman Kriya Shema. So what do? You just ignore it? So, good. A number of people, yes. But what else do they do? They give a clap at 9:04. Zman Kriya Shema is in 3 minutes. Everyone should say Zman Kriya Shema. So the seven people that are in shul by 9:04 hear that they're supposed to say Kriya Shema within the Zman. Says Rav Shachter, and he quotes others well this way as well, if you hold that there's a kiyum of Kriya Shema in Birchus Seh, the Chazal were misakin, that the way to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema in Birchus Seh, saying Kriya Shema early, before the Zman, alone, and then just doing Kriya Shema in Birchus Seh after the Zman, meant that when you were actually making the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you weren't doing it the way Chazal said to do it. You were missing out part of the mitzvah. And therefore, you know what the Eitz of the do is? If you live in a community that only has a minyan that doesn't make Zman Kriya Shema, daven b'yechidus. Wake up early, daven b'yechidus, because it's true, we much prefer davening with a minyan to davening without a minyan. Rav Shachter often likes to say, davening with a minyan is the icing on the cake. You know, your tefillah requires certain basic requirements. It requires kavana. It requires, you know, that your omid l'fnei makom requires a certain respect in the tefillah. A lot of requirements in tefillah. Once you have all that, the icing on the cake, the way to make it nicer, is betzibur. But things that are basic requirements shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of tefillah betzibur. Kriya Shema im birchoseha is a basic requirement. It's a requirement midrabanan of Chazal, but it's a basic requirement of a singular unit of Kriya Shema. Shouldn't be sacrificed for the sake of tefillah betzibur. So it's important that we should try to, especially if you live in a community where it's possible, to daven at minyanim that actually do make Zman Kriya Shema, and to the extent that that's not possible, So it's at least a shaila. Many poskim hold like Rav Shechter that you're better off davening biyichidus. But to realize to what extent that goes, this importance of kriyashma im birchoseha with the proper zman kriyashma. Okay.